From Closing Chapter Studios, we present The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is The Mistresses of Mayhem.
Some Asinine on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. We're all about the music. Alrighty, that was Black Handed by Asinine. They're from Billings, Montana. You should definitely go check their music out.
You can download their entire album for $10, right? 14 tracks?
Yep. In high quality format, in your choice of MP3, FLAC, and more. Plus, you can get unlimited streaming via the free Bandcamp app, which, like Mr. San said, for $10.
And those guys are out of Billings, Montana, so they're definitely a good little group to check out.
They're a little brutal. We love them.
Little brutal.
A little brutal.
Little brutal's okay. Brutal's good.
Alrighty, so this is Mistress Oisey welcoming you to another awesome episode of Montana Metal, brought to you by the Mistresses of Mayhem on MontanaRadio.net each and every week for an hour. So we thank Sean for letting us play.
And we thank you, the listeners, for tuning in each week and then tuning in again on ClosingChapterProductions.com.
And thank you for supporting Montana Metal, just like the Mistresses of Mayhem do.
I say, and by the way, this is Ansi saying, hi, bitches.
This is Angel, and I'm getting distracted by a fly.
Couldn't be boobs. It's a fly.
Does the boob everything distract me? That'd be distracting.
I don't know fly anatomy. I'm just saying. I don't know fly anatomy.
I wonder, do flies have boobs?
Google it.
We'll have to Google this. All right, we're going to get back into some more music. We've got Walking Corpse Syndrome. The song coming up is going to be The Individualists. It's track 2 off of their new album, Alive in Desolation. You should definitely get a copy of that. That's a brutal, brutal
And their
album.
Merch. Go buy some of their merch as well. They have the best merch.
They do.
The awesome designs as well. I know that they're one of their good fans, Josh, just got a tattoo of their design on his arm?
On his leg, right?
On his leg.
Gus is colored green. Is this on his leg?
Is this his leg or his arm? I thought it was his forearm.
Let's go to Josh's page.
We'll just go to Josh's Facebook and we'll check that out for you. Because, we are good at stalking people. We, so beware. If you're on our Facebook, we stalk you too.
All right, Josh from Bozeman, Montana, one of the awesome corpse walkers, recently just got a brand new tattoo of Gus from Walking Corpse Syndrome on the inside of his forearm above his wrist. So go to Walking Corpse Syndrome's page and check out Josh's awesome tattoo. Kicks ass. And yeah, download the music, get out and support Walking Corpse Syndrome. They're getting ready to go on their full tour. So look for tour dates announcements coming up. Right now, we're going to get back into the music with Walking Corpse Syndrome, the Individualists, on The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Sorry, did I break your concentration? We'll be right back.
to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. That was some Uncommon Evolution with Bird Step and Heavy. They're a band out of Flathead Valley, Montana, and they formed in the spring of 2013. So still fairly new to the music scene.
They're freaking awesome. They just have a really good grooving sound to them, and I'm so excited. I can't wait to see them live. And you should always get out and see all of the bands that we promote on Montana Metal, because you should support your music scene. And The Mistresses of Mayhem are known for supporting the music scene, so we don't just say we support it. We actually get out there and support them by going to all the local shows that we can to support all the bands, by buying merch and paying money to see them, because they need to get down the road so that everybody else can see them. So
I love your buying bands. Band merch.
Me too.
I love walking around town in like a band shirt, like a Montana band, and like finding other people that like that band, because
I know it gives you common ground to talk about.
And yeah, it's awesome.
And then you can start a conversation totally off of somebody's band merch that they're wearing. You're like, that is an awesome hoodie. Where did you get it? And blah, blah, blah. And who's that band? And blah, blah, blah. And
like, oh my God, you should check out this band.
Right? That's how you support music.
I was going to say, I actually know I've checked out bands only because I like their hood, somebody's hoodie.
Yeah.
I'll be walking by, like, in a concert where I'm at, and, like, you see somebody with an awesome hoodie, and I'm like, oh, my God, your hoodie's awesome. So you write down the name of the band, or you go check it out on Facebook, and next thing you know, I'm, like, buying merch and going to their concerts going, all about a hoodie.
Right?
I love hoodies, though. I have a hoodie collection. I'm like, somebody say it's a slight obsession.
I love hoodies.
So. I love hoodies, though. You could never go wrong with a good hoodie.
Right?
Hoodies are awesome. I have 12 zillion hoodies, at least. I
think more bands should make bras, though, or bikini tops.
I think they should make, more of them should do tank tops. I think that it is awesome that they're starting to.
Yeah.
And because, you know, a t-shirt's awesome, but I'm a chick, and, well,
I want to show off my
cleavage. I want to show off my cleavage. Fuck you.
My shoulder, so.
And my shoulders, too. My clavia, or clavia.
Definitely give Uncommon Evolution a listen. They're on Facebook, Rebirth Nation, and all the good spots, so. Awesome, awesome band. We're going to play some more awesome Montana music for you. We've got Salmon Rape coming up in a little bit with Show Me the Way. They're out of Clinton, Montana. These guys are freaking awesome. They're a science metal.
Salmon Rape is awesome. They're like brutal to like the 10th power, at least.
I'm always impressed that there's so many genres of metal and sub-genres and stuff. It's not just metal. They are science metal. Then there's, oh gosh, what is Walking Corpse is dark metal, and it's just, there's very different levels of metal.
Like symphonic metal, industrial.
Folk metal.
Folk thrash. I mean,
there's so many different.
So many. I love it.
If you don't like one kind of metal, I just, yeah, keep looking. Cause
and how many forms of country are there?
Suck.
Twang.
Suck.
Twang and cry.
Twang, kill yourself.
Become an alcoholic.
You already are an alcoholic. Let's drink. I like those ones. I only like ones that are once you've been drinking.
Right.
You're like, yes, I gotta get passed out. One shot, one tequila, one beer. Yay!
All right, we're going to play first some End Ever, and their song is called And Then You Die. They're out of Billings, Montana. They have an awesome, awesome beer over at the Yellowstone Brewery over in Billings, Montana. It's called Old 13. It's on tap in several areas over there. I know in one of the areas, it's on a skull tap, which is pretty awesome. The tap for their beer is a skull. It's pretty awesome. They are a 10-time winner of the Billings Outpost Toonie Award for Best Metal Act. I love Endeavor. They are so fucking
brutal.
It's a hard
thing to say.
Right?
The Billings Outpost Toonie Award. That's a lot of words.
I love the lead singer of Endeavor. He like jumps off the stage. I thought he was going to kill himself that one day when he jumped. He like lunges off the stage.
The first time you see him, you're kind of afraid to hurt him. You're like, oh my God.
You're going to get hurt.
But I have to tell you to fucking slam him. And you're like, okay, yes, sir.
Yep. You just do what the metal tells you to do.
See, it proves the same thing I've been saying for years. If you boss them, they will listen.
All right, here's some Endeavor, and Then You Die on The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
I'm not afraid to Turn on, turn on, turn on, turn on, turn on. Kronos Customs. You've heard their name and seen their logo, but have you seen what they really do? The Kronos team customizes vehicles, bikes, and guitars to reflect your personality. Let Kronos customize your ride and instruments to reflect what you're passionate about. And they don't only do cars and guitars, they can paint just about anything. I've seen them do gumball machines, a cow skull, lampshades, stage sets. You need an Iron Maiden toilet seat? They can do that. Locally owned Kronos Customs, supporting unsigned bands and local charities. Check out their incredible work on Facebook and at KronosCustoms.com.
The Mistresses of Mayhem, proudly supported by Russ Fish of Outer Limits Tattoo. Russ Fish is an amazing painter and tattoo artist, conveniently located in Outer Limits Tattoo Parlor in Costa Mesa, California. Check out the website at Outer Limits Tattoo to view the great portfolio and schedule your appointment with Russ Fish today.
The Party Palace invites you to come join the party tonight because it's party time all the time.
Two floors of fun with pool, darts, and gaming.
Karaoke nightly with the biggest song catalog in the region and state-of-the-art LED lighting.
Live music on the Party Palace performance stage, plus you'll never pay a cover charge at the Party Palace.
Ride safe, in style, and free when you ride the Party Palace limo. Call 498-4253.
The Party Palace, Corner Park and Main in historic Uptown Butte.
Come join the party.
You're listening to Mistresses of Mayhem. This is Chad from Cancerous. Keep the rock alive!
Just for a moment, I wanna breathe the ground you walk on for a little while. I wanna feel the feelings that you feel when no one's around you, and I wanna taste your soul and anchor in the eye of your storm. It's true.
Thank you. This is Keely from Stupid Human Suit. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Shefford Project on The Mistresses of Mayhem. We gotta love that good old-fashioned Butte band. Check him out. I believe he is Facebook. Before that, we had some Cancerous. They are out of Billings, Montana. We've had a couple of them out of Billings tonight. Can't go wrong with Billings. It's an awesome place to go see a concert. I know we've seen several live shows there. Definitely go out and support all your local scenes.
We had a lot of fun with Cancerous last week when they were in here with the Metal Fest at the Party Palace. Mistress Angel and I went off and got into shenanigans with Katie. It was fun because we're standing out on the corner. And we're like, they see the construction sign, which is hard hat area, and something with the dick, wasn't it?
It was caution, hard hat zone, Dick Anderson construction or something
yeah.
like that.
So, yeah, so Angel's like looking at the sign, and DJ Son's looking at the sign, and they're like, oh, that is a Mr. sign. And I just look at Katie, and I'm like, Katie, we're going to get to some Mr. shenanigans. And she like throws her drink down, and she's like, hell yeah, and didn't even ask what we were doing. We like run across the street. You should check out Facebook on the Mistress of Mayhem for that picture, because it's really funny.
Is it also on Cancer's page?
I think Cancer shared it too, because Josh, he thought that was hilarious. He was dying. He's like, what are you girls doing? We're like, we're having Mr. Shenanigans with Katie.
Like, she's joining the fun.
It's Cancer's and Mr. Shenanigans.
We're warning people about hard dicks.
Right? Warning. Hard dicks.
It's a good thing to warn me. If you run into one and you didn't know it was there, kabow! Black eye.
That'll leave
a take your eye out. You know, that's a good one.
But definitely give Cancer's a listen. They are awesome, and we so love each and every one of them. Actually, yeah, we've spent a lot of time with them when they were here for the Metal Fest and had a great time with them. So Cancer's is spelled with a K. Check them out. They're on Reverb Nation and Facebook and getting ready to do a big opening show. They get to open for one of their all-time favorite bands. They get to open for Soulfly. So congrats, guys and gal, because that's really fucking awesome.
So it's definitely a show we want to run and try to figure out how to go see.
Right. And definitely give the Rich Stafford project to check out, because we love Rich. He's awesome, and he's a guitar player, and it's just him doing it all by himself, and he's really freaking awesome. So,
and did we mention he's from Butte? Right. And being that we're from Butte, we kind of have a tendency to love him,
right? So check out the Rich Stafford project and Cancer's. We're going to get back into some more music coming up for you on the Mistresses of Mayhem. We've got The Killer and Me, Desperation Noose. They're hardcore metal. Speaking of another genre of metal, they're from Bozeman, Montana. Lyrics for Desperation Noose are available on their Facebook page, and they unfortunately don't exist anymore, but we keep hoping that if we beg enough,
like, we'll keep playing them, and eventually they'll decide that they're a real band again.
And they got to come back together.
And the only reason they're coming back together is for the Mistresses. We get right. We're getting bands back together.
Right.
Or
unity.
Or they'll get a couple members from them, and then by and you get some new other members.
Right.
And
make a new band.
Or, you know, you don't have to be 100% the exact band. We're okay with that. Just close. Damn fucking close.
All right. This is The Killer and Me, Desperation Noose, on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
Desperation, no. This is Matt Swafford from Mahama Waldy, and this is the biggest pit I've ever seen. You're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
some Odds On Favorite on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. And before that, we had some Killing Cain with Eternal Misery. I had some members of Mudkicker in that band. They're no longer together, however, but they were from East Helena, and they described themselves as hard rock with a soul.
And now Sean Kelly is with Mudkicker, which is an awesome band, so definitely check out Killing Cain for their other tunes, and definitely give Mudkicker a listen, a like, and a love, because we love Mudkicker. Double D, double K. Gotta love it.
You gotta love double D's.
Right? Odds On Favor is from Great Falls, Montana, and the song that we played from them was Faceplant. They have several songs that you can find and love on Facebook. They just headlined Metal Fest. They opened for Straight Line, Stitch, and Tantric. They had a busy freaking week last week. It was crazy busy how busy they were. So, and they're freaking awesome, and they're brutal, and I love them, and you should hear their cover of System of Down. Their lead singer, holy crap, Mike, he just like, I'm like out of breath watching him do this, and I'm like
I was gonna say, it's one of those songs like you're watching, I'm like, wow, I'm like, yeah, I'm impressed, because I can barely sing along in the car, and that's with downtime.
And all the new songs that they played a couple new songs, they were just freaking fantastic. So definitely give Odds On Favor some love. They're from Great Falls, Montana, and we thoroughly love them and cannot wait to see them in September again.
I was going to say, definitely, if you guys get a chance to see them, if not, come out and see them when they're back in town.
And they're going to be opening for Mobile Death Camp here next week, so up in Great Falls. So definitely get out and check out Mobile Death Camp along with Odds On Favored, and show them some Montana love.
Because we all know Montanans know how to party.
Right? We do know how to party. We get told that a lot by traveling national bands.
They're like, holy crap, I tried to keep up with you. That was a mistake.
Straight Line Stitch. They're like, it's a Monday freaking night, and it was packed in Butte, Montana. We're like, Butte knows how to party.
Well, even Fuel was saying that they were trying to keep up with the crowd, so.
Yeah.
And that was on a Friday.
Yeah. It was, oh my God. We had 3 shows that we were involved in the last week. In 6 days, we did 3 live shows. We were exhausted, Mistresses. It was so much fun, and we always thank the bands for letting us be a part of it.
It's also nice to be able to meet them and stuff like that. I know we got to interview a couple people, from the guy from Fuel, Brett.
Yep. And we do it out of love. We don't get paid any money. Nobody has to pay us to love these bands. We do it all for the love of music.
And if we don't love you, we say so.
Yep.
I mean, you know, that's the nice thing about not working for other entities.
Corporation.
If we don't fucking like you, we tell you we don't like you. We'll give you good reasons and how you can improve yourself. Don't get me wrong. There's some people, there's a great list of improvements they'll have to make. But, I mean, if you suck, we'll tell you why you suck and how you can improve. We're not total cunts.
And we get to choose what we play because we're awesome.
Speak for yourself on that one.
Are you saying you might be a cunt?
I might be considered a cunt at times instead of a bitch.
What is the English word for that?
Cunt.
No. There's another word for that.
Bint.
Bint.
Yeah, because I learned something the other day. It was like, somebody told me, like, you know a nicer word than cunt? I'm like, what? Call him a bint. I'm like, that doesn't sound like fun. She's like, that's an English cunt. I'm like, oh my God, you're totally a bint. Yay!
All right, so learning with the Mistress of Mayhem some overseas words.
Vocabulary. We need a swearing dictionary.
All right, so get out and support all your music. Mistress Oisey saying, always support your music. You don't have to be paid to do it.
This is Mistress Ansi saying, any chance, go out, buy some merch, show some love. And if you can't buy the merch, buy him a drink.
And this is Mistress Angel saying, go to closingchapterproductions.com. Check out the Mistresses of Mayhem page on there. You can listen to all of our last broadcasted shows, because you know you love us. And it's nice to listen to Montana bands. So do it.
Remember, don't just talk the talk, walk the walk as well. All right, we're going to close out the night with Engage the Unseen, with their song Engage the Unseen, up off of their brand new album that's coming out very soon.
Should be called Engage the Unseen.
We keep voting for that. They're from Billings, Montana. The band's original name was Ascendancy, but they changed the name. This song was a huge influence on why they changed their name, so definitely give Engage the Unseen some love and help them in their interest of making awesome music and having a great time of doing it. Thanks again for tuning in to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. This is Engage the Unseen on the Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Day to day I find myself with a child.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, and Mistress Angel. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about the Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website at closingchapterproductions.com/mistressesofmayhem.